Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, the Chicago Tribune, here in the Allstate Skyline studio, joined by Pat Brady, the former state Republican chair and founder of Next Generation Strategies. Pat, thanks for joining me this morning.
Oh, great to be here. It's the first time in the studio with you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes, and a beautiful view of the lake.
It'd be a nice apartment.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. Hey, before we begin, I like to play different ads from around the country, just because obviously we're bombarded with the stuff going on here, but just to get a taste of how different things are playing out across the country. In Arkansas, new radio ads have popped up for Republican Congressman French Hill that are aimed at African-American voters. They're being aired by a pro-Donald Trump group, and they play off the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. And I have to tell you, one thing's for sure, these ads are truly bizarre.
What do you think about what's happening in Washington?
Congressman French Hill and the Republicans know that it's dangerous to change the presumption of innocence to a presumption of guilt, especially for black men. If the Democrats can do that to a white justice of the Supreme Court with no evidence, no corroboration, and all of her witnesses, including her best friend, say it didn't happen, what will happen to our husbands, our fathers, or our sons when a white girl lies on them?
Girl, white Democrats will be lynching black folk again.
Honey, I've always told my son, don't be messing around with that. If you get caught, she will cry rape.
I'm voting to keep Congressman French Hill and the Republicans because we have to protect our men and boys. We can't afford to let white Democrats take us back to bad old days of race verdicts, life sentences, and lynchings when a white girl screams rape.
Paid for by Black Americans for the President's Agenda. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Holy cats.
Yeah, That is
the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
And I have to tell you, I've never heard of Republican Congressman French Hill from Arkansas. They're not disavowing this ad. The group isn't taking it down. It is the most bizarre. I mean, we hear, obviously, we're in the business. Yeah, we hear. Yeah. But I have never heard anything like that, ever.
Distasteful. That's terrible.
That's
terrible.
Yeah. And but I thought all of you ought to get a chance to hear. This is, you know.
I haven't looked at that race. I mean, is that a close race for him, or what's the point?
I don't even know. I don't even know. But, yeah.
And we got him right where we want him. That's terrible.
Well, Pat's been a major surrogate for Bruce Rauner in this campaign. And, you know, here we are. We're only weeks away. I know we've had some issues kind of surface. Certainly the issue.
I helped service one of them.
Well, yes, back in the beginning.
The toilet thing.
Yes,
yeah.
The toilet thing. And you know, then there's this lawsuit that was filed by some various staffers, minority staffers, alleging discrimination and harassment. But I'm just wondering, is any of this filter through to voters? I mean, and particularly the toilet issue, the issue of the property tax issue, and the inspector general finding that there was the finding of a scheme to defraud. And one of the questions I had when this came out, and I still have this question, is we've heard you were standing out in his front yard back in the beginning of this. But the fact of it was kind of treated in a serious way, but in a lighthearted way, in the Prince of Porcelain ads and the look-alike as guys are hauling toilets out. And then, you know, lo and behold, out comes this Inspector General's report, which, you know, can contain some very serious language here. You've got Kim Fox, the Cook County State's Attorney, says her Special Investigations Unit is looking at this. But did it get to the point where toilets were a joke? And now seep in.
In hindsight, I did the press conference.
Right.
If I were to do it again, I would have not put the toilets up there. I would have put the affidavits up there that were fraudulent. and made the point more seriously that this is a theft of county money. And J.B. Pritzker paid it back. And that, to me, the theft is a big issue, but it's also two systems of justice. If this were other people, if this were me or you, we'd be going to the penitentiary for this. But J.B. pays it back, and it's not a problem. You know, Kim Fox may investigate this, but to me, scheme to defraud in a report from an inspector general is about as bad as it gets. And these federal laws that I cited in the press conference, they were from the report. Those weren't just laws that I knew. They were in the report. Well, this is serious stuff.
No, but do you think that this issue, and obviously hindsight is 20/20, but do you think that this issue, because even with the toilet props showing up at different things and the Pritzker Plumbing Company and all of that, and yeah, you want to get people's attention, but just because of that lighthearted nature of it, that when you have something that has serious implications,
that's my fault. In hindsight, I should have just put those three affidavits up there and pointed out, and maybe put the federal statutes up there that were in the federal criminal statutes that were in the report. But I don't think that necessarily takes away from the seriousness of what a inspector general appointed by a Democrat found. And it is serious stuff. And Kim Fox is looking at it. Maybe the feds are looking at it, but it's not.
No. But it is. But again, the serious nature of it, how does that translate to the voters after kind of seeing?
I think if there's one issue that resonates with voters, particularly out in the suburbs, is the property tax issue. Mm-hmm. And if they see that J.B. Pritzker's got it rigged for him in Disaster Street Mansion, he's not paying it, I think that does have an impact. I'm not sure what it is so far, but I did talk to some people yesterday that were out in the field. Something's going on the Republican side. It may be national more with Kavanaugh and some other things that people are jacked up to vote again, which I haven't seen in, you know, 7 or 8 months. So we'll see if that and the combination of the national stuff has an effect, but I just don't know right now.
We're speaking with Pat Brady, former state Republican chairman and founder of Next Generation Strategies. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson from the Chicago Tribune. We're speaking with Pat Brady, the former state Republican chairman. He's founder of Next Generation Strategies. We're talking about the governor's campaign for re-election against J.B. Pritzker. Pat, I have to tell you, I found it interesting. Yesterday, there was an email sent to the governor's supporters talking about all the money that Pritzker's thrown into the race and, you know, please, you know, send us some money, we're being outspent, whatever. And it just seemed to me, you know, a contrast to kind of what we were hearing 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, it's astronomical sums of money. I mean,
it's basically 2.5, 3 to 1 Pritzker rounder on money spent, though, right?
Well, on money spent, yes. Yeah. And actually, on self-funding, it's 3 to 1.
3 to 1, yeah.
Because Pritzker just put in another $15 million on Saturday, so he's at $161.5 million, and the governor's over $50
million. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to say, hey, I'm just going to give $15 million to my campaign today?
I wouldn't, no.
I think I'd buy a plane.
I was going to say, why would you, if you had that money, why would you campaign? Exactly. You would, yes, go buy an island.
Yeah.
I have a question, but I think Ron on the phone actually probably has a better way to put it. Ron, welcome to the Sunday Spin.
Yes, good morning, Rick, and good morning, Pat. My question to you is, what's your feel on the conservative part of the base? We know the governor faced a primary challenge, a difficult challenge, and then he also tried to make some overtures to what could be considered some of the moderate voters, but that's it. Where are the conservatives going to come out and maybe give them a chance to, you know, to pull this off? So thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks, Ron. That's
a great question. And you know what? I ran into actually Jeannie Ives, who ran against the governor and lost by 3 points, and had a great conversation with her a couple weeks ago, and give her credit for doing that and doing as well as she did. But I think that conservatives will come home and come out to vote, because the reality is, and it's pretty simple, at least my calculation, you can vote for a tax increase or not. And that's what J.B. Pritzker is going to give us. And a lot of conservatives like me don't think that that's necessarily good.
Well,
and I think that motivates a lot of conservatives to get out to answer his question.
Well, but that's the big question here, though, is again the enthusiasm level. And you say you think something's happening.
Yeah, but here's the thing: I know they're talking about the Democrats, and JB's not the one that fired up the Democrats. I mean, Dan Biss, the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, that's where the energy is, I think, anyway. I mean, he won McLean County and Champaign County, and some of those counties down there, downstate. So I'm not sure if everybody's all fired up to come out for J.B. Pritzker. I mean, he's not a Bernie Sanders-type figure.
Right. No. I mean, certainly everybody tries to talk to their base. I'm a progressive. I'm a conservative, whatever.
Yeah, but he didn't, to me, represent some surge in the Democratic Party, the left side of the Democratic Party. I mean, he's more of a...
No, but still, you know, winning a crowded primary, you know, with like over 40% of the vote is a significant...
Well, he spent a lot of money do it.
Yes.
But my point is the places downstate where the enthusiasm is and where the college kids are, Dan Biss, the very far left in that primary, did much better than JB did.
But you do have, you know, obviously all politics is local, and in some of those college areas you do have congressional candidates that are of the more progressive side of things that may help draw.
Yeah, but that'd be long down there. I'm not sure about that, but my point is, I'm not sure if the Democrats are all fired up because JB represents...
Oh, understood.
Chris Kennedy was probably more exciting.
Well,
policy-wise,
let's face it. If there's firing up of Democrats, it's because of Donald Trump. And
we got him right where we want him, guys.
Well, but I mean, so what is the Trump factor going to be here?
I sat on the show 3 years ago or 4 years ago and wrongly predicted he could never win, or 2 years ago, whatever it was. I don't think that with the economy doing as well as it is, people, their 401ks are fine, their houses are getting worth more, that it's as big a factor as the national political people would have you think. They don't like, I know suburban women don't like him, and I'm not a big fan either, but I'm not sure if that I hate Trump is as strong as it was maybe 18 months ago.
Well, and of course, I think a lot of these races are all going to come down to the suburbs.
Yep.
And suburban women.
Right.
And, you know.
They're not happy.
They're not happy.
No.
And,
but I'm not suburban.
And moderate suburban women are traditionally Republican leaning. You know,
they can split ticket. I mean, they can vote for a Democrat and then come across and vote for a Republican too. That's more moderate. I don't think Governor Rauner got painted with the Trump brush like some of the others might have.
No, and certainly, you know, the things that he's getting criticized by some of those social conservatives are probably things that those suburban moderate women would support, like expansion of abortion rights, school funding, obviously.
The governor, when he signed that, and I know it's controversial, but the way he put it is, why should poor women not get the same things that women of means can get, meaning abortions? And I know that it irritates conservatives, but to me that was kind of a rational thought. If you're in a state like Illinois,
I'm not judging on that, being right or wrong in signing that bill, but just the problems that created within the party. I'm not sure, even though you, as you said, you expect conservatives to come home, I'm not so sure that they're going to come to the polls.
Yeah, the one thing about conservatives in the Republican Party, they don't like staying home. And I think that the prospect of J.B. Pritzker and the tax increases and other things we're seeing, I think that will motivate them to get out. I mean, I think there is a factor there. I think the closer you get to election, too, so I'm talking about what we heard over this weekend, I think people are starting to get fired up to come out.
Well,
it's the Pritzker-Madigan factor. The Madigan thing fires up a lot of conservatives to come out and vote.
Is there a McCann factor? Sam McCann, who's the Republican state senator from Plainview, who's running in the as a conservative party candidate for governor.
Yeah, he's right around 3%. I still think nobody ever accurately predicts how the third party candidate's going to affect the race. He could pull some conservative Democrats downstate.
And I could see that to some extent, because there are, you know, socially conservative Democrats that are union supporters downstate.
Exactly.
So it brings an interesting kind of mix to the field. But I just don't know, one, that candidacy really went anywhere despite the operating engineer's efforts in this.
Yeah, I think part of it is just he's not a very attractive candidate. He's not a very good candidate. He doesn't fire people up. His debate performances were the one. It was flat. And just being a conservative doesn't mean that people are going to come around. You got to have a message. I don't think he ever delivered a very good message. And I think people do understand now that he's not truly a conservative. He's being supported by people that write checks to Mike Madigan.
Do you touched on this a little bit, and obviously this to me seemed like a year where property taxes would be a dominant kind of theme.
Yeah, I thought it would be much more.
And it's certainly coming out of with the Cook County and the assessor's race and Joe Berrios and the Tribune studies about inequities in Cook County. Obviously, property taxes, the most hated type of tax. I just never saw, I didn't see it become a leading theme.
We might have talked about this election night in one of these shows, but I did say at that time with Berrios losing, that kind of took it off the table. I think if Berrios had still been there,
right,
it would still be a bigger issue.
Because he'd be the flashpoint.
Exactly. He'd be the one you'd point at. And now that we've got somebody in there that's going to hopefully reform the system, it's less of an issue.
But that's Cook County. I mean, that's not...
That's a lot of votes.
I understand, but you know, taxes are high in Kane County, but property taxes are high in DuPage County. Property taxes are high in the suburbs. They're high in the south suburbs. I mean...
They're terrible, but I think... There's somewhat of a trade-off, at least. I mean, Kane County, mine are ridiculously high. But you know what? We have great schools.
Understood.
So you're angry about it, but you're less angry about it than you would be if you don't have good schools. So it is a big issue. But it, like you said, I don't know why it didn't surface more either. I thought it would be a bigger issue.
So I know how you want the race to come out. Do you want to? You're going to make a prediction here?
No, I quit predicting after I'd said Donald Trump could never win New Hampshire primary. In fact, I think we were in Iowa where he got second.
I think you weren't the only one wrong on that one. I will tell you that much.
No, just encourage everybody to get out and vote. It's important.
All right. That's Pat Brady, former state Republican chairman and founder of Next Generation Strategies. Pat, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, guys.